Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
How you doing?
I've lost 8 pounds.
So is that good?
That's super good for me.
Good. Still healthy?
2 weeks. Oh, I'm doing it very healthily.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Congratulations, Mom.
Thanks. About 20 more to go.
All right, then.
There we go. Get that COVID off of me.
Is that what it is? Everyone just have COVID on them?
COVID indoor waiting for life to, it's like, no, life's going to start now.
That is a true pleasure having an indoor, an at-home gym, let me tell you. All right. Well, we can just, are you good in life? Everything's good?
Everything's great.
Fantastic. Then why don't you tell us about the holidays that are happening over the next 2 weeks?
Today happens to be Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, the day in which you lay on your burr.
You lay on your burr?
Labor.
Oh, okay. Man, that took me a minute. I'm like, what is she saying? I don't know this. It's okay.
That's what happens when you freestyle, Mom. You make it up on the spot.
Well, it's also National Coffee Ice Cream Day.
That is good stuff. Coffee ice cream is good stuff. So good.
It really is.
It is good stuff.
Tuesday's National Acorn Squash Day. Do you like an acorn squash, Rachel?
I don't know what it is.
It's the squash that looks like an acorn.
I have no idea.
A little hat on the top.
Have I ever eaten that?
Not as a child.
Then probably.
Didn't even know it existed.
I've eaten squash.
Well, not zucchini squash. This is a winter squash, acorn squash. You usually bake it and you put drizzle honey or nuts on it or something.
Yeah, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Well, you might like it.
All right.
We could veganize it.
Well, it sounds like it's just a squash. So that doesn't.
Well, you know, there's butternut squash and there's spaghetti squash. It's one of those kind of squashes. Pumpkin squash, you know.
Yeah, all of which are vegan naturally because it comes from the earth.
But it's the stuff you put on them that makes it good. Butter, brown sugar.
Oh, I can eat brown sugar and like cashew butter.
There you go. It'd be good. Nuts and squash. Wednesday, September 8th.
Jacob's birthday.
And also World Physical Therapy Day. Yay for
get it. Physical therapy?
Physical therapist. Thank you. Why was that so hard for me?
No, you literally just said it one second ago. So I don't
know. I'm like, wait, do they have a different name? No.
Physical therapist.
Yes. There's occupational therapy and there's physical therapy and
there's an emotional therapy.
There's all kinds of therapies.
Thursday. I had therapy today. It was good.
Did you? Yeah. You had to wait an extra day. Are you okay, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm okay. My therapist, because everything's still over Zoom, she is from Turkey. She is Turkish. And so she was like, I can go visit Turkey for a month, like go back to see your family. And so there's a time difference and she miscalculated the times. And so she, like my session was supposed to be at like 2, or no, it's supposed to be like 3. And at 3:30, she texts me and she goes, hey, I'm ready to start early if you are. And I just like, girl, I just thought you forgot about me. You're a half hour late. And she was like, oh, want to do it tomorrow?
Whoops.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
She just got confused with time zones.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. I get confused with time zones when you're in Hawaii. So
it's just 3 hours, Mom.
Okay. But it's still okay. Thursday's teddy bear day.
I loved teddy bears growing up.
I still have my teddy bear from, actually I didn't have it when I was a little girl. I had a little dog when I was a little girl that was stuffed, mm-hmm. but when I hit high school, I bought my own teddy bear with a friend of mine named Debbie, and I named it Brownie. It's really cute. I still have it.
I think I've seen it.
That's a great story. Yes, you have. You
bought your own teddy bear.
I bought my own
teddy bear. I'm an independent woman. I don't need a man to get this for me. I don't need parents to get this for me.
I wanted a teddy bear.
You guys got me so many teddy bears growing up.
Yeah.
That like.
You were my boo-boo bear.
Yeah, but like none of them were special to me. And then in college, Colleen gave me an elephant, and which I named Alfonso. And I cuddled that every night in college. And then like, it's followed me since then. And now girlfriend sleeps with it every night. It's actually, she is on a trip right now visiting her cousins, and she took Alfonso with her to cuddle at night. So
that's cute.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this elephant. I knew you liked elephants.
I promise you, Colleen doesn't remember giving it to me.
Probably not.
I had it all through college, and my friends would steal it to like, prank me. No, they would just steal it to be like, I stole it. I'm like, give me Alfonso back. This is not something to play with.
Don't mess with Alfonso.
Don't mess with Alfonso.
All right.
Don't do it.
Friday the 10th is stand up to cancer day.
I don't deal with bullies, so I'm going to stand up to it.
Yeah. It's also World Suicide Prevention Day.
Wait, what if it wasn't talking about like the disease? It was talking about the like zodiac sign cancers. Just stand up to all the cancers.
No.
I know, but that would be more fun. They're sensitive. They'd cry.
It's also World Suicide Prevention Day.
Oh, don't stop it.
So if you need help, call 1-800-273-TALK.
And talk about it.
Also, talk about it.
Get a therapist before you feel you need one. And yes. So when you need one, you already have it and you don't have to go through all the steps. That is one of my biggest like tips in life. Get a therapist when you don't need one, because then they know you already. So when you start going through stuff, they're already there and you don't have to think about it.
There you go.
Ta-da. Okay.
Ta-da.
So when things are happy, go get help.
September 11th, 20 years since 9/11.
Wow. Oh yeah. Wow. Years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also hot. Did you want to say more? I didn't want to interrupt.
That sucks. Just sucks. That's all.
Yeah. It's also Hot Cross Buns Day. What? Hot Cross Buns.
What's a hot cross bun?
It's a yeast bread type bun. And I think the story goes way, way back in the olden days. The monks put a cross on it and they gave them away to people. But I don't know. I've never had a hot cross bun. So I've never tasted one. I do not know, but they are forgiving. Apparently.
The bread is forgiving.
I forgive you of your sins. No, it was here is forgiving. Here's a present for you like that. Okay.
For gifting.
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
Oh my gosh. Sunday the 12th is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
I love a chocolate milkshake.
Okay. But do you like the kind for McDonald's? Because those always seemed warm.
No. In-N-Out was always warm. In-N-Out's disgusting.
So was McDonald's.
Okay. The Habit.
The Habit.
So the best one.
The Habit has the best milkshake. Someone, that's real good stuff.
Someone asked a question. I didn't write it down, but I saw on Twitter, they're like, suggestions for Santa Barbara, things to do. Should I visit? What to eat? If you
go to the Habit.
Okay. But you have to go to the one in Goleta.
The original. Goleta on Fairview. It's the original one that was opened in the 70s.
It's on Fairview or it's on Hollister?
I mean, Hollister. Hollister off of Fairview. Yeah.
It's on Hollister. Oh.
Yeah, because there's other Habits in town, but they're owned by someone else. The original one is still owned and making the same food.
Get a chocolate milkshake.
So good. All right. Moving on. September 13th is, I'm going to say his name wrong, Roald Dahl. Do you remember the stories? Matilda, what else? James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I know those exist.
Okay, well, the man who wrote those.
Okay.
It's his day. He was also a royal airplane fighter,
I want to be so influential in the world that like I just get a day. I want a day.
I know, right?
Watch out. I'm going to start posting on TikTok and my vlog channel again. Get out. Ooh. I want a day.
And write some children's books. He got a day.
Did Dr. Seuss get a day?
I don't know if he did or not.
Well, he technically stole all of those stories from his ex-wife.
Oh, really?
Apparently Dr. Seuss was not that great.
I don't know. I didn't know him. So
I didn't either. This is all rumors. I want to know how to get a day. How do you get a day?
How do you get a day? I can give you a day.
That was my birthday. You gave me my birthday. I want a different day.
Oh, greedy. Okay.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to be greedy about it. Why not? Shoot for the stars. Come on.
Shoot for the stars. All right. Tuesday the 14th, National Cream-Filled Donut Day. Do you like a cream-filled donut?
I like
an eclair.
No. Well, yes, that. But chocolate. I love a jelly-filled donut.
Do you?
I love a jelly-filled donut. Yeah. I think they're delicious.
Which kind of jelly?
Honestly, in normal life, like, I get really into food. In normal life, like you make me a PB&J, I want strawberry jam. I want the chunks of strawberry.
You and dad.
With a donut, I want grape. And I don't know why.
Grape? I've never had a grape jelly donut.
Whoa. Mom, you never had a...
My 62 what? Years.
Why is this such an intense conversation?
Gosh darn it.
I've missed you too. I'm getting you a grape jelly-filled donut.
On your day?
On my day, darn it. That's okay. What we will eat on my day is grape jelly-filled donuts.
Sounds great. I want chocolate eclairs on mine. Okay.
Oh, you're getting a day too?
Mother's Day, birthday.
Yeah, you got 2 days.
Oh, I'm sure they have Children's Day. I saw that once and I'm like, isn't every day Children's Day?
Yeah. When you have kids, your whole life revolves around them. That does not sound fun to me.
Oh, it has its moments both ways.
Moments.
A lot of moments. Wednesday the 15th is Greenpeace Day. Save the Earth.
Save the Earth.
Conservation.
Oh.
I'm excited about the 16th. It's Collect Rocks Day.
I love you so much.
I'm going to go find me some rocks.
I am so excited. It is Collect Rocks Day.
Hey, I'm getting my garage organized so I can tumble rocks again. It's going to be so cool.
Praise Jesus.
It's going to be so cool. You're going to say, wow, mom, these are really cool. And I'll spare you how many times and how long it had to roll in the roller.
Yeah, doesn't it take like weeks?
Months.
Stop. Mom, what is this hobby? Are you just roll rocks?
Tumbling. It makes this ugly, gross looking thing beautiful. It's gorgeous. I like things that are bleh, and then they turn into something gorgeous.
Okay.
So rocks.
I hope collect a rock. You have a really good collect a rock day.
What about a rock that's in the shape of the heart? Wouldn't that be cute for you to find and then you give to and it should be like, oh, see, that's a good rock.
I now have to bleep her name.
Oh, crud. I'm sorry.
No, I just have to make a note for myself. That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I'll say it again.
What if you found a rock in the heart, in the shape of a heart? You could give it to girlfriend.
You're such a good actress.
Or your mom.
I love you so much. All right.
Okay. I just have a couple more.
Okay,
the 17th, National Bird Pet Day. A lot of people have pet birds. The 18th, National Dance Day. Do a dance. And the 19th, Wife Appreciation Day. That should be every single day of the year.
So you get 3 days?
Poor Rachel.
I'm just trying to get one.
You already have two.
My birthday and what else?
Children Day.
That bull. No one celebrates that. Get that out of here. Stop it. All right. Before we move on to our topics for the day, let's check to see if we have a sponsor. Sponsor. Sponsor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Oh, I like how you speed through them at the end.
Well, you were seeming bored, so I had to hurry through it.
Bored? Just know that at a certain mark, we have to introduce the sponsor.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay. We drink our beverages.
Dad's
barbecuing and it smells really good.
I want some.
It's barbecue salmon.
My girlfriend is not in town and I'm having to feed myself.
Are you starving?
Well, sometimes Joy comes over and feeds me. So
cute.
She has made me like a quesadilla and an egg sandwich. So I'm
numb. Yum, yum.
I'm good. I just get too busy. I get too distracted to eat. I'm like, I've got things to do. I don't have time to go cook something.
Yeah, but then you get hangry. You get hangry.
I don't get hangry. I get shaky now. Because girl's got her emotions under control.
Oh, well, all I remember was hangry.
Girl's been going to therapy for almost a year now.
And that settles the growly tummy?
What, eating?
When you have a growly tummy, you have a growly tummy.
Yeah, but I don't snap at people. I'm aware of what's going on. And I focus.
Oh, are you aware of what's going on?
I'm aware.
And you control things?
If I want to.
Okay.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Let's start talking about the things that have happened on the internet. I asked you guys what you wanted to talk about. And Cammy wanted us to talk about how One Direction lost their verification on Twitter. So One Direction, you know, the boy band? That existed.
Is that the one Harry Styles was in?
Correct.
I got it right.
You are so good, Mom. I'm okay. Double checking this. I'm actually going to check. They did. They lost their verification.
How do you lose a verification on Twitter?
I don't know. They have 31.3 million followers. Are they not like an official group anymore? I don't think they ever officially broke up.
I don't know information.
Let's check if NSYNC has one. NSYNC is verified and they're definitely not a band anymore.
Get together. I've seen their TikToks.
What about the 98 Degrees? They don't get together anymore. They're verified.
What's happening?
I don't know.
What is happening with the world?
I am kerfuffled. Well, they haven't tweeted since July 29th, 2020. This is big news, y'all.
I haven't tweeted probably since then either.
Same. There is something I wanted to talk about. What is it? Oh, Twitter. No one asked me to talk about this. I'm just going to talk about it on my own. Twitter launched super follows. That's what they're called, the super follows. It's a subscription thing. Mm-hmm. So people pay to subscribe to you and then you can tweet out content just for them.
Okay.
That's a move, I guess.
Isn't that like a,
listen,
was it called fans only thing?
Only
fans? Was that on Twitter? Paid and then you got a private communication.
Well, OnlyFans is a platform that was
porn. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
you have to pay to see it.
Right. Wait, isn't there something else that you do? What do you call that thing that you do?
A cameo?
That's it.
Oh, that is not porn.
No. But our cameos, are they from TikTok or are they somebody else?
Well, we're talking about Twitter, and cameos is its own entity.
What did I say? TikTok? Yeah. Sorry.
You're fine. There's a lot. Cameos is its own entity, and that's a place you can go to pay for personalized videos from creators.
I should buy one from you.
You, Mom, save your money. I will just send you a video of my face.
I hope I get one soon.
Okay, sure. But so yeah, that's Cameo. OnlyFans is a subscription-based.
Didn't they go away?
Well, Coco wanted us to talk about how they just changed the rules back so you can have sexually explicit content again.
Okay.
So they flip-flopped. It was a big thing. And then they went, never mind. You're all too mad. Psych. It's a joke. Never mind.
We wanted more money.
Yes.
Did they up their fees?
They did it because of banks or something. I don't know what it was.
I'm not in that world. I don't know.
Same, Mom. We could have done a little research, but we didn't.
No, I'm not going to research that. No.
Anyway, so Twitter launched their super follows. I have enough trouble coming up with free content. That I got to come up with paid content too. That's ridiculous.
So do you have to offer it to your followers or
I have what? No idea.
Never mind. We didn't research that either.
Oh, I also noticed on TikTok, you can send GIFs in the comment section of your favorite people's TikToks.
Huh?
What is that noise?
Dad's phone.
Dad, silence your phone. What? Who's calling him at 7:20 PM?
I have no idea.
That man I guess he has other children. They're not calling him.
Oh, it's probably his cousin.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. Anyway, no, I haven't been offered that option. I need to start posting more. I've been slack-a-lacking. Anyway, back to whatever we're talking about.
Back to the podcast.
Oh, Gabriella wanted us to talk about how JoJo's movie premiered called The J-Team.
How was it?
I went to the drive-in movie premiere. It was super cute. Everyone had to be vaxxed. It was super COVID safe. And then I went to the premiere party the next day and it was fun. And the movie was super cute. Everyone in it, I met a lot of people that were in it. They're all super nice. It's like kids are going to love the movie. It's a really great movie and it's really cute. And yeah, JoJo's an amazing human being and everything she does is just phenomenal. And I love her to pieces. And then, I don't know if this is going to happen.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, look at that look on your face. Oh, I'm excited. What is it? You're really cute, by the way. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? No, because this is going to launch before it would actually end up happening.
Oh, you're killing me. Will you tell me after?
Yeah.
Tell me after.
Yeah, but I'm going to vlog it if it happens. So check out my vlog channel on Wednesday to see if it actually happened.
All right.
All right. And also, Alicia wanted us to talk about how JoJo is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right?
She's taking over the world constantly.
Taking over the world.
I love her so much. I'm still down to earth. At her premiere party, she spent the entire night with people just coming up asking if she would film TikToks with them. And so she spent her whole premiere party night just filming TikToks with people. And she loved it. She's such a great human being. She's like, of course. And she just did H1 with the same enthusiasm. And she's phenomenal. Yep. All right. I can't believe we didn't start with this. Ariana wanted us to talk about Teddy.
Oh, he's just so cute.
My brother.
He's just so cute. Oh,
you've gotten to hold him. I haven't gotten to hold him. My sister-in-law and brother just had their sixth child. His name is Theodore, Teddy, Theo. All the Celtics call him different things, but his name's Teddy. That's what we're going by. I saw him today. I went over
to
their house
so cute.
And I peered through the window because I have not been quarantined. So I can't hold him until I quarantine and that's on me, but I peered through the window and then we all sat outside. I sat like 20 yards away with all of our masks on. No one's risking nothing. And, I got to hang out with them for like a couple hours, which was really nice. And he is adorable. And
he is such a sweet little baby too. He's just not only cute. He's just this sweet little,
he didn't fuss once.
And if he does cry, because when you get your diaper changed, you cry.
Babies cry.
It's the sweetest, sweetest, softest little crab. Oh my gosh, okay.
He's a cutie.
He's precious.
Yeah, yeah. What's his birthday?
The 28th. August 28th.
All right. He was late.
A little bit. That's okay.
All right. Your birthday's the 22nd. My cousin Andrew's is the 24th. And Teddy's is the 28th. She's got a week of birthdays. Done deal.
Yeah.
And then Sean, I wanted to talk about that. Zoella and Alfie, longtime YouTubers, had their baby. So
she had it.
Everyone's having babies.
Did they have a girl? Were they?
Well, I didn't look into that. I did not look.
Okay, I just found out she was pregnant. So I'm shocked to hear she had a baby.
She announced it pretty late into the pregnancy that she was pregnant. So it's, you know,
cute.
Colleen announces as soon as possible because she's so excited she can't hold on to the information anymore. And yeah. Other people have a different approach.
That's fine. To each his own.
Yeah, whatever works for you. Go for
That's
it.
Right.
And then lastly, Hannah wanted us to mention the abortion ban in Texas. This is not internet related, but this is the thing. If you don't like abortions, don't get one. But I believe that it is your choice what to do with your body. Also, if you're scared you're going to impregnate a girl and she's going to get an abortion, get a vasectomy. There's your option.
Those can be undone.
Yeah. Leave our bodies alone. They're not yours to decide. And then last thing no one wanted me to talk about, but I'm going to talk about anyway, because I saw this. Twitch streamers like went black for a day. Like they didn't go on for a day in protest of this ongoing hate raids that keep happening. So over the past few weeks, people have created these bots to just flood chats. So like on Twitch, you're live streaming and then there's a chat that happens. These people are making these bots that just flood the chats with racist, homophobic, transphobic comments that are just disgusting. No. And the mods can't keep up. No one can keep up because it's a bot. It just keeps going and it floods the comments and it floods the chats and it's ruining these streams. And Twitch is doing nothing to stop it. They're not coming up with algorithms or like anything to prevent it, like anything to help. So the streamers on Twitch were like, we can't keep going live with these hate raids happening. So they all went black for a day and it plummeted Twitch's numbers. Like it was obviously a thing.
Got their attention.
But this is these people's income. They can only do this for so long. Like they can't go on a month long strike until Twitch figures it out, because other people who don't care are just going to like step in and start streaming. And Twitch is going to be like, we'll just throw people at them and people that you need to work. Like, so hopefully Twitch does something, but I feel bad for them. That sucks. Going live is hard. It's a real going live takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of mental energy, and not being able to control your chat is so annoying. It's so annoying. And if you say something, if you like say, hey guys, stop talking about that, it just fuels people to talk about it more. It's, oh my gosh, it's infuriating. So I feel for them. I hope something changes, because that sucks.
Yeah.
That's all of the topics. So before we move on to the few questions we had, let's just see if we have any more sponsors for today. Sponsor. All right. Olivia wants to know who the next guest is after girlfriend on Rachel Uncensored. I haven't decided yet, and I have a week to figure it out. It might be girlfriend's best friend, who we call Dad. I can maybe see if JoJo can do it, but that girl's busy. She's doing Dancing with the Stars now. I got a few people up my sleeve. My friend Brittany might be able to do it. We'll see. We never know. We're just going to play it by ear. Whoever wants to come over and hang out with me is basically what it's going to be.
Andrew
could do it. He has this week off. He could definitely do it.
Oh.
Who knows?
Then you get to see Blaze. And
I actually saw Andrew last week.
You did?
Yeah. He came and played volleyball with me and some friends.
Oh, how fun.
Beach volleyball. Yeah. It was nice.
What a sweetie.
Yeah. All right. Shauna asked, if you could have a YouTube trend back for 1 week, what would it be? So YouTube used to have trends where everyone just made the exact same video. It's kind of like TikTok, how everyone just like a sound happens and everyone does the same sound. That used to be YouTube, but with 4 to 5 minute long videos. And so the one I missed the most, because it was the easiest to do, was tasting foods.
Oh,
like trying all Lunchables, trying all of the cereals.
People still do that.
It's not a trend. It's like there's
not a trend anymore.
There are channels that are there are channels that are dedicated to that.
Yeah,
but I just miss trends, man. I just it made it so much easier. And now if you copy someone else, it's like excuse me, you can do that on TikTok, but not YouTube. It's different rules. So
okay, Mom, Rachel feels strongly about this.
I feel strongly about everything.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Also, Mom, people want to know what was on your tray and how are your squirrels and your chickens? Just fill us
iced tea and my phone. That's all I have today. I did my inhaler before I went on air in the other room. Chickens. We have four. I figured out one of my chickens is 10 years old.
Good.
She's 10 years old. That's good. Old, yeah. For a chicken.
That's and really old.
None of the four chickens I have are laying eggs. It's been months. They're on strike. I don't
what
know
the
why
clock.
They're not
what the clock, man.
They're not molting. They have the same diet. I've even given them extra fresh foods.
They're not even molting, Mom.
They're not even molting.
What are they doing?
They could be scared because we've seen a hawk flying around a lot lately.
That makes
even though they have lots
in too.
Of places and brush to hide in.
Let me tell you, when I see a hawk, my period goes right away.
You'd think that it would scare the eggs out of them, like. But no,
they hold it in. They're tense.
They're holding it in.
They internalize everything.
But none of them are egg bound, so I don't know what's going on. Squirrels, we have two new ones. There you go.
So there's how many altogether? Two or three?
Two. No.
Oh, because the third passed
away. So there's two. They're not as frequent as squished one, but they're
squished.
Sorry. But they come and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Hard memory. Okay.
Did I ever tell you about the time I squished a lizard in Hawaii?
Oh, Rachel.
Mom, it was the most traumatic thing of my life. No, of course not. Oh,
well, then, okay. It was an accident.
It was a hardcore accident. And it
I'm sorry.
Traumatized me.
Of course. It lizards are cool.
It was the last time I was in Hawaii in like June. I was walking girlfriend's friends down to the lobby because they were taking a flight home before us. And I'm walking with them, chit-chatting away. And I'm about to take a step. And one of them was like, look out, right as my foot is about to come down. And so I jumped and I leaped to the side because I was like, I'm about to step on something. And when it darted under my foot and all 150 pounds of me just went straight onto this. Mom, it snapped, crackled and popped. It squished, it crunched, it cracked, it everything. And I screamed and ran and her friends had to come console me. And I was like, I don't. And then we like walked to the lobby in silence as one of them's like patting my back. And I was like, hi, it was great hanging out with you.
I'm sorry.
It was traumatic. I heard it. I felt it. I saw it. And I felt it in my soul, Mom. I felt it in my
sorry.
Soul.
I'm sorry. Maybe lizards here.
At your house?
Yeah, the ones that were big ones, I guess, had a family. So that's now we adorable. Have baby lizards running around. They're so cute.
My dogs try and catch lizards. They never have, thank God. But they try and catch them.
I watched the chickens catching moths today. That was fun. They were hopping up on their little two legs, trying to catch little moths, peck them. It was cute. I'm like, you get those moths.
Get them.
Get them. You eat them. There's no bugs in their area.
None. They don't allow them.
And when we let them out of that area, man, they boom as fast as they can because they know love where them. All the good stuff is. They know where it is.
They check it out. All right. That's all the questions we had. We didn't have that many. So do you have anything to add? Any news? Did you just spill on yourself?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Or refreshing. Did it wake you up a little?
A little bit.
Fantastic.
Nothing new other than little Mr. Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been watching internet stuff lately. This is my dog is barking. This is a terrible podcast because like neither of us know about the internet now.
Well, we've been busy with people in our lives. So
yes,
people are more important than.
Yes.
Well,
our job?
Other things.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Wait, enough. Come. Go to spot. Sit down. Wait.
There you go. Sorry. You go. I had to teach my dog.
Well, maybe there's,
know
maybe there's an intruder.
They ran away the second they heard him. But right. that's how you, by the way, that's one way to get your dog to stop barking is the second they do, you say, okay. And if they keep going, you give them a thing to do, go to your spot, do something, little dog training trip. All right. Well, if that's all we have, then that's all we have. Mom, I love you so much.
Whoa, that was too fast. Okay. I love you too.
It was like a half hour podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't want to hang up from you.
Well, we can talk, but I'm going to end the podcast.
Okay.
All right, cool. I love you, Mom.
I love you too. We'll see you all next time. I was trying to.
Okay, do it now. Ready and go.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.